messages notification, Twitter, text message.
Ollie? Where is it? Hello, Audio Boo. This is Audio Mo, where you realise your dog is mad. Every toy I get him, he destroys within minutes. And this one, he hasn't been able to, and he's getting really wound up and really pissed off about it. It's a rubbery ball with a rattle inside. And he can't work out, he can't understand why he can't just destroy it, and it's really pissing him off. So it's a different audio mode today, because I'm in the back garden, lying on my stomach, and watching my dog go slowly mad. It's 5 something, on June something. I've just been, what have I been doing? I went out this morning to my haircut and to the gym, and just been out with my dad, which was an experience. It wasn't too bad. It's been very, very warm today. Not so now, it's a bit breezy. But earlier on, I nearly took off some layers. Imagine that. But I decided not to. I just wore shorts and a polo shirt. I guess if I took another layer off, I would have a torso open, naked to the elements. Which is fine in one's own environs, or on a beach. But in a car, in a shop, that's wrong, I think, in many ways. And not fair to the other men who would just look upon me with envious eyes. Ollie, if you give it here, I'll roll it for you. Ollie. Come here. Ollie. So in a while I'm going to do some work and later on make food. I've got courgettes in the fridge, so I'll fry those up with some olive oil and peppers and a bit of chicken and have it with rice or pasta, I think. And tomorrow is Thursday, which is Thursday. So I'm going to go to the gym and do some rowing first. Do some work in the afternoon. And Friday, it's the birthday of somebody very special. So that'll be fun. Fidunn's birthday on Friday, so it'd be lovely to celebrate that with her. And another friend who isn't on Audio Boom, I keep on trying to persuade her, if only to get an account so we can message each other. But as yet, she's been reluctant. It's quite windy. I'm a bit chilly now because I've been so warm all day. I guess in the scheme of things, it's still warm, but I've been really warm, so now I'm not so warm, if that makes sense. Oliver? Oliver? Oliver?
Hello.
Good boy, where's your ball? Grab your ball and I'll throw it to you. If you pass it over here, that's it. Bring it here, because I'm not going to go over there, because I can't be arsed. Bowls. If you just shove it over here, love. Can't you pick it up? Is that what the problem is? Hold on. Oh, get it then. Right. Don't attack me. I'm trying to help you. Come on. Don't be silly. Where's your ball? I can't see it, can I? Because you're a guide dog, which means I can't see. There's the table and chairs. Olsey. Oh, you can throw it. Oh, you did the other day, didn't you? I remember now. Bring it here, then. Oh. Hope everyone's having a pleasant day, whatever you're doing. I'm actually quite chilly, as I've just said. Well, as audio booths go, this is pretty shit. I was going to do a proper audio mo, but I haven't had time today. So I'll try to fit one in tomorrow, but I've got other things to do, so I shall do my best to accommodate that and do an audio mo. Thank you to those who comment, especially Gwen Clian. Always appreciated. Glad you liked my stuff. I could put canned birdsong here, but it would be a nasty trick. Anyway, you'd know because it'd be stereo. Pretend I'm in a bird filled environment, not just an environment that's just a tad breezy. Birds are funny, they have times of the day when they're really active and they roost and they do all sorts of stuff and they throw parties and have raves, and then other parts of the day they're really quiet. Hello, doggy. You had enough of that now. Come and say hello to audio. Get off! Come and say hello to audio boo. You can follow, bless you, you can follow Oliver on Twitter if you want. At Guide Dog Oliver. Follow me as well. At Medrin. Medrin, Meddryn, Meddryn. And on Facebook as well. BJ Edwards, that's my name. B for Barnabas, J for Geronimo. Barnabas, Geronimo, Edwards. My dad was Welsh, my mum Native American, and her dad English. Barnabas Geronimo Edwards, English, Native American, Welsh. So I have a dragon-shaped totem pole with a George cross draped about its head. At the moment it's covered by a dust sheet because it's in the process of being repainted. Anyway, if you're still listening to this, congratulations, well done.
And if you can get the link between the music I played yesterday and the subject of yesterday's